It's the 3rd of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. In the 2019 election, Midsbeds MP Nadine Dorris received almost 25,000 more votes over second-place Labour candidate Rhianna Meads, garnering a 60% share. However, the Conservative Party, who have led the seat since 1931, could lose control to Labour in a by-election triggered by Miss Dorris's resignation announcement last month. A new opinion poll shows current PCC Feston Akambuswai, the Conservative candidate, trailing Labour's Alistair Stratham by 4 percentage points. Mr Peter Kyle, who is running the Midbeds campaign for Labour, said, "The community is fleeing the Tories, but they haven't fully chosen their destination. There's no complacency here for Labour, but it's a massive, unprecedented and historic opportunity." Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Watton's Wyboston Ward seat has been held by the Conservative Party, Julie Cox. The by-election, which took place last Thursday, had Liberal Democrat Thomas Townsend in second place, followed by Ian Nicholls for Labour in third. A man in his 20s has been arrested by Beds Police as a suspect in a murder investigation. He was allegedly involved in the fatal stabbing of a male victim last Thursday in Bedford's Jubilee Park. Lead investigator Katie Donius with the BCH Major Crime Unit is appealing for witnesses in reassuring area residents. She said, "We believe this is an isolated incident and we don't think there is a wider threat at this time." Beer and Beyond will be the first ever beer festival held at Brewpoint on Clapham Road in Bedford. The paid event, taking place on the 15th and 16th of July, will feature live local music, street food vendors and, of course, guest beers. That's it from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.